The old one. The old one, fierce inside her double heart, kept flying high above the human child as snow whipped down from caves and jagged peaks into the plateau where the cottage stood. She'd sensed some mother's death and saw the girl construct a grave of heavy, rounded stones and watched her as she harvested the garden, trapped rabbits, drying pelts outside the shed, and fished in waters tumbling down the mountainside. At night, inside her cave where hot springs bubbled from rocky walls, the old one's dreams were filled with how the human child looked as she faced her lonely life with only dragons flying above her to and from the caves, set deep in slopes so steep the mountain goats avoided them. The dreams were like a fever, always there. A human child so slight compared to dragons, but real beyond what any child could be. Her face emaciated, body starved. Each day she flew above the cottage roof, she saw the child had made a fire and managed to get herself through yet another night. His cold raged like a dragon spewing fire. The humans in the valley far below the girl stayed in their village, hunting deer and other game, including goats the dragons depended on when winter frosted dragon hides. The old one kept imagining they'd leave their cottages and climb the mountainside to fetch the girl into their small stone houses. But days passed, weeks passed, a month, and then more weeks, and no one seemed to think about the girl. At last, her dreams more powerful than ever, the old one swooped down on a hunter far from where the village was, her mind on fire. The man was bigger than most humans were. He had an arrow notch and stared at her, his wings threw shadows on the snowy ground. "I know enough to shoot into your eyes," he screamed, while standing tense before her scales. She snorted smoke and dug into her memory for human words she had learned to use against a foolish knight who had sought to find her lair in days when gold and jewels made her feel the blazing glory of a dragoness. Her honeyed words back then had brought him close. He'd felt the deadly heat of dragon flame. "The plateau woman's dead," she said. Her voice is guttural as water rumbling down a cliff. "The child's alone and needs your human help." The hunter's eyes glared fear and hate at her. He looked as if he didn't know if he should flee or stay and fight a battle to the death. "Child," he asked, voice hard, fear in his breath. He seemed to search his memory to see if he could understand what made a dragon concerned about a girl, a human child. "The child above your village in the cottage," the old one said. the little lonely girl. She needs your help to get her through the winter. A little girl, the hunter asked. His eyes grew large as understanding dawned. You mean the witch's child? The one who lives below the Dragon Cave? The old one's fire stirred deep inside her throat. She rumbled even though she tried to still her double heart to keep the hunter calm. What foolishness, she said. A witch's child. What does that mean? A human is a human. She's a girl, a human girl. And humans should have enough humanity to care about their children when they face starvation. The hunter, frightened, drew his bowstring back and shot an arrow at her shining eyes. She turned her head and let the arrow bounce. She roared her rage and sent a spume of flame toward the foolish man and set his beard to smoking as a tree behind him whooshed into a puff of angry, flaring flame. The hunter turned and ran, as if he'd seen the end of time confront him in the woods. The old one sat and looked at emptiness. What was a human child to her, she asked. She'd lived through generations of the villages. What was a human child to her? She spread her wings and lifted heavily to sky. She flew above the cabin, saw the little girl, an axe blade swinging at a chunk of wood. You humans are a clutch of stupid fools, the old one thought. She flew up to her cave and hoped she'd sleep without her troubling dreams.